Actually, we got started out. They used to have a radio show down at KVOO called Kitty's Review on Saturday mornings. Alan Franklin, I don't know, you may have heard of him. Mm-hmm. He was one of Bob Wills' big announcers a long time ago. But anyway, he had what they call the Kitty's Review. We used to go down there and play on Saturday mornings. We made quite a name for ourselves at that time. We were getting fan mail. Finally got one letter there that wanted to take up a collection and send the Lewis kids to Major Bowes in New York. I don't know, something happened. Dad always thought he got bought off, but that's kind of hard to say. They never did read that on the air.
To go back to before you started playing the joints here in town, your trio had really gotten started back in Stigler.
Yeah. Well, the Kitty's Review actually is when we first started playing for tips and things around that.
Okay, so Stigler was before the Kitty's Review.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So you were playing little school things and stuff like that in Stigler?
Yeah, we used to have a deal. The guy that sponsored us down there, he owned a grocery store. Me and my brother more or less run that grocery store, and we'd go out and play schoolhouses and things. Little shows. He was kind of a, like you said about yourself, jack of all trades, anyway. He would book some of them schoolhouses around. Of course, it's all country schools. We went out to one country school. In fact, it's the first school I ever went to as a kid. It's called Oak Ridge, out south of Stigler. We went out there and did a show one night. They were charging, I think, 15 cents. And they made us pay to get in. It was really well organized back then.
In your family trio, who was playing and what instruments were being played?
Guitar, fiddle, and a mandolin. My brother played guitar and my sister played fiddle and mandolin, and we switched back and forth, fiddle and mandolin. Actually, my brother, when he was 12 years old, he and I were playing one time with some dynamite caps. One of them exploded and it blew part of his left hand off. So he played with the guitar laying flat on his lap, and he noted it like this, you know, with his finger.
Almost like a dobro or something.
Yeah. People like to watch that, too.
And that was Press.
Yeah, that was Press.
And your sister's name?
Edie.
John, I don't want to get ahead, but later on when Curly did his solo album, Shenandoah, in the late 70s, Press wrote a couple of the songs. And he was actually a good songwriter.
Yeah, he was.
A good songwriter.
So the family tree, you played in these beer joints around the area, right?
Yes.
You were pretty young.
Yeah.
And playing in beer joints, was that an issue, your age being so young?
No, because Dad was always right with us. He took us, and he stayed right by us all the time and made sure that nobody bothered us or anything. At that time, of course, I guess they still do, they had child labor law. Once in a while, they'd check in on us, but they never would stop us or anything. Because we weren't playing a steady job or anything like that.
Completely for tips, always.
Yeah, only for tips.
What was a good night for you back then?
Probably $2 or $3 was a good night. It'd been a good night back then, you know.
Sure.
I do remember one night we was playing a joint over in West Tulsa. We'd walked across that old 11th Street Bridge over there. We was in this joint playing, and this one old boy, he was kind of reeling around. And he started poking $1 bills in the F-holes on my sis Edie's fiddle. He put about 3 or 4 or 5 of them in there. Man, we were really getting with it there. He had a friend that came up and stopped him, got him, took him away. But Dad said if that old guy had left him alone, he'd have put all he had in there. That was a good night that night.
Do you remember any of the names of the bars around?
No, I don't. There was lots of them up and down First Street and Main and everywhere. Of course, some of them were called Bloody Buckets, but we didn't mess around those too much.
Why, were they the roughest?
Yeah.
Fights?
Yeah, fights and things, because times were hard, but everybody was looking for a dime to buy a glass of beer with. There was lots of bums up and down the streets at that time, and they'd go to these beer joints and try to bum somebody and get them to buy them a beer or something. First thing you knew, you had a fight on hands. They never did bother us because Dad always kept us out of those.
This, again, would have been 1936.
From first part of 36 to 38, we moved to Oklahoma City in 1938. We were here in 36 and 37.